Good morning, brethren. This is a special service, and so we're going to do things a little differently. One of those things is we're going to open with a prayer, first of all, and Brother Mark Davis will do that for us. Brother Mark.
Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we humbly and thankfully come before thy precious throne of grace this day, dear Heavenly Father, to thank thee for all thy many blessings that thou hast bestowed upon us. We especially thank thee, dear Heavenly Father, for the precious gift of thy dear Son on our behalf. And dear Heavenly Father, we are certainly mindful of the time of year we find ourselves in, as we see many Christians around the world celebrating the birth of thy dear Son. And we know that this was all part of thy plan, dear Heavenly Father, that through your dear Son and his life on earth, sacrificing his life for us, that we might have a standing before thee. We realize, dear Heavenly Father, that our Lord's birth may have come earlier in the year, but indeed we are thankful that so many people are now praising thy name, singing hymns to thee, thanking thee for the precious gift of thy dear Son that thou hast provided. We pray that thou would be with us this day, guide and direct our dear brother Bob as he guides and directs our thoughts. Be with all those in fellowship here today. We pray that thou would guide and direct each heart bow before thee. Forgive us for our shortcomings. We indeed pray for thy kingdom. We ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Mark. We will now all sing hymn number 350, O Come, All Ye Faithful. We'll all sing hymn 350, all the verses. Christmas songs that calls this the most wonderful time of the year, and I agree with that. families get together, presents are given to express our love for one another. We hear beautiful music. Some of the most beautiful music is dedicated to this time of year, and we're going to hear some of it today. There's the wonderful decorations. So many things that make this a special time. And to think that it's a recognition around the world, really, of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, we know, as Bible students, that this particular age, since Christ, is not for converting the world. It's for calling out a people for His name. But even though that's the case, our Lord's influence has indeed spread around the world and made a huge difference in the lives of those who know even a little bit about Him. But today, our service will really consist of what they call the reason for the season. We're going to read some scriptures, interspersed with some singing from our choir and individuals, and also congregational singing again at the end. And here we begin our scriptures. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with thee." Mary was greatly troubled by his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me. As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. And Mary said, My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their throne, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. His father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, You, my child, shall be called John, and you will be a prophet of the Most High. For you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the desert until he appeared publicly to Israel. Now, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to display her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. Kylea will now sing Silent Night for us.
Goodwill toward men. Our choir will now
sing while shepherds watch.
Thank you. Joseph and Mary, took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For mine eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel. The child's mother and father marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken. So the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. There was a prophetess, Anna. She was very old. She lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, Where is the one who was born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. They went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with the gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. Our choir will now sing the prayer of the consecrated. no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And brethren, what a blessing it is that we, as this very small and humble group of God's people, should be so gifted by God's Holy Spirit to know, understand, and appreciate the real significance of this time of year and the real meaning of the birth of Jesus Christ, which the angels declared would be good news to all people, not just a few. Of course, that time of good news and experience for all people lies yet in the future, at the time of the resurrection of all the dead, all that have ever lived on this earth, so that they can come into a knowledge of the truth, even as we have, and be given 1,000 years to use the experiences of this lifetime, God's permission of evil, for their betterment, for their instruction, and eventually their obedience, so that those who do become obedient can live forever on a perfect earth. And of course, those of us now in this time of evil who've been so gifted to understand and appreciate these things, we're doing something else. We're not trying to reform the world or convert the world. Oh, we do the best we can to spread the gospel. But we know it's not the time for all to understand. We are engaged in the work of transformation. We are trying, as fallen human beings that we are, to conform ourselves to that child, to that Lord, to our Savior. Follow his footsteps and live as much as possible as we can, as he did. A life of sacrifice for others, a life of holiness, a life of dedication to God, where it is ever our thought, not my will be done, but thine. We thank and praise our God of heaven and his Son for all the blessings he has showered upon us at this and every time of year. Brethren, I want to thank all the participation, the brethren who participate in today's service, our choir, Sister Charlene, who organized things so beautifully, as she always does, Kylea for her solo, Brother Russell for sweating through all the issues up there in the sound area, and Teresa, who practiced all week long for this, was in constant communication with me over it. Appreciate all of that and all of you for being here. We will now close this service with everyone singing hymn 144, all six verses in 144, joy to the world. All six verses. Jesus' name. Amen.